Hello everyone and welcome to another episode of How Cool Tech Works. So last week we talked about the incredible journey of mobile phones. Today we are diving into something even more exciting, and that is the apps that have turned our phones into an essential tool that we can't live without. Think about it. It's almost impossible to live without your phone, right? For some people, your phone is like, it's basically your map. Some people can't really go out without their phones. Some people need their phones for transportation, having to call an Uber, or sometimes it's just the best way to stay in touch, right? You need to go and visit someone, see someone, you need to ask them where they are part time, so you know exactly what your movement is going to be like. These technologies have become so important for our lives, but the phone itself isn't that important, if not for the creative and innovative minds that decided to create applications that we use on those phones. So that is exactly what we'll be going into today. Let's just take a step back. So back in the 1990s, you probably remember the Nokia Snake game, right? This was considered one of the first apps ever. Basically the first mobile phone app. But the thing is, the story of apps, like, they go back even further. And they started around a time where people were using something called PDAs, Personal Digital Assistants. So, if you are too young to know what PDAs are, well, to be fair, I also do not know what they are. I read up on them and saw pictures and images, but let me describe it this way. Imagine carrying a mini office in your pocket. And these were in existence as far back as the 1980s. And in your pocket, you basically had a computer, a calculator, a clock, and other cool tools. They weren't as advanced as the phones we have today, but they looked pretty cool. I saw some, you know, with their styluses, and some even had apps like Microsoft Word. I think those were the more advanced ones, but it was really cool stuff. But then fast forward a little bit more, and then in 1993, IBM gave us the world's first smartphone. It wasn't that different from the PDAs because it packed, you know, the calculators, the clocks, and the other cool apps I spoke about. But then we went even further when the BlackBerry came out. The BlackBerry brought the era of working on your mobile phone. It made being able to do work become mobile. And the BlackBerry was pretty ubiquitous in time. I'm sure most people listening to this podcast probably know what BlackBerries are and know how everyone just wanted one back then. I unfortunately never used the BlackBerry. I didn't have money. Well, for those of you that did, you probably saw it as, you know, the next exciting way to get in touch with friends, you know, chatting. And you know, BlackBerries also brought something very important, the QWERTY keyboards. They were not the first time QWERTY keyboards were on mobile phones, but it was the first time that we had a mobile phone that was a flagship and was widely used that had a QWERTY keyboard. In the US alone, BlackBerry had a 50% market dominance, and globally that a 20% market dominance. Yes, but this dominance was taken away by, guess who? Apple. Yes, in 2008 Apple launched the App Store. Well, it launched the iPhone in 2007 and 2008 the App Store, and it revolutionized how we saw applications. It was incredible, and immediately Google followed it with the Google Play Store, or the Android market as we knew it back then. And then apps started taking off like crazy. By 2011, the App Store had hit 10 billion downloads, and Google Play wasn't far behind. It had 2 billion downloads. So which apps really made waves? Which apps changed the way we live our lives? Let's start with one that's practically become a household name, which is WhatsApp. Yes. In 2009, two ex-Yahoo employees, that's Brian Acton and Jan Koum, hope I pronounced that correctly, but yeah. They decided to create an app. Originally, it was just supposed to be for startups updates, you know, something to let your friends know what you're up to, something almost like kind of like Facebook. But before long, it turned into something much bigger. WhatsApp grew really, really quickly, and it evolved into something bigger. And right now, today, we have about 2 billion people worldwide using WhatsApp. And it's, we all know it as that instant messaging platform, right? So you want to send messages, you want to leave a voice note, you want to open a video call. It made it, connection was just seamless with WhatsApp. Another app that really changed the game was Uber. Uber came around in 2009, created by Garrett Camp and Travis Kalanick. They had an idea. What if you could just book a ride from your phone and instead of jumping in taxis? It seemed simple, but it was really, really exceptional. They launched it in San Francisco in the year 2010, and it spread quickly around cities all over the world. It didn't just make getting around easier, it introduced us to the concept of ride sharing and gig economy. And then we also have Instagram. Yes, unfortunately, I don't use that app as much, but it's a pretty cool app. And yeah, it's launched in 2010 thanks to Kevin Systrom and Mike Krieger. But it wasn't long before it became the go-to app for sharing photos, right? It grew quickly as well. Remember those early days of those filters that made everything look a bit brighter? Yes, those were the early days of Instagram. And yeah, Instagram became, you know, a very prominent social media platform, and just like WhatsApp, it was also acquired by Facebook. Yes, now let's talk about the next one. The next one is Slack. So if you've ever worked in an office, or probably not even in an office, right? If you've done work that required a lot of official communication, you probably used your email and Slack. Slack was created in 2013 by Stuart Butterfield and his team. Slack was originally a tool for a game company, actually, but it quickly became clear that it had true potential, right, as a messaging app for businesses. Slack has totally transformed team communication. It's fast, organized, but for some reason I don't really like Slack that much. I don't know why. Maybe because I'm so used to WhatsApp. Yeah, Slack is pretty ubiquitous now. Most organizations are using it. And finally, to wrap up this episode of How Cool Tech Works, we have Facebook. Facebook was probably earlier than every other thing. Yes, it was. It launched in 2004 by Mark Zuckerberg while he was in college. Yeah, he launched it with his college buddies. Facebook wasn't just another website, it was the website. It's where social media as we know it actually began. We can call it like the foundation of social media. I mean, we had MySpace, which was older than Facebook, web app. But I think for my people in my generation, right, we can say Facebook was our first social media platform. If you can leave a comment on podcast you're listening to, let me know. Or simply reach out to me on Twitter. Just search for Bolu Abiodun, you'll find me. And let me know if Facebook was your first social media platform. For me, it was, actually. And from startup updates to sharing photos to endless scrolling feeds, Facebook was like everything. It was a way to catch up with friends before WhatsApp came back then. We had Facebook Messenger. It's pretty much made, you know, online engagement make sense. And you know, all these apps, they didn't just make life easier. They redefined entire industries and created new ways for us to interact in the world around us. They also affected economies. Apple shared when they launched the App Store. A couple of years later, it had created about 300,000 jobs in the US alone. So you can see that we just say, oh, download this app, download that app. But the fact that someone created a mobile phone thought of creating an app store for that mobile phone, and then we have millions of apps on that phone, millions of apps on that app store. Those millions of apps are companies, they are conglomerates, they have thousands of employees, they have maybe 10 employees, but they've created an avenue for people to build their dreams, basically. Right, and who knows, the next app to change the world might just be around the corner. Maybe something you're working on right now if you're a developer or designer. And yes, that is it for Aqutech Works on this episode. I will catch you in the next one.